Detroit cleans up voter rolls with 2.5K dead registrants after lawsuit. By John Binder on June 30, 2020. Election officials in Detroit, Michigan are cleaning up their voter rolls, with thousands of dead and duplicate registrants, following a lawsuit filed last year. On Tuesday, Detroit officials and the Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF, resolved the lawsuit against the city alleging more than 2,500 dead voters on the city's voter rolls. PILF researchers had said Detroit had nearly 4,800 voter registrations that were likely duplicates, 94% of which were proven to be duplicate registrations by Detroit officials that had been removed from the voter rolls. This is another win for election integrity, PILF President J. Christian Adams said in a statement. This case wasn't complicated. The city of Detroit could have started to fix these problems before litigation, but didn't, he added. Other jurisdictions should take note, if you don't act on solid data that your voter rolls are corrupted with dead and duplicate registrations, you will be sued. It is also a message to left-wing groups who sought to stop the cleanups. They need to stop standing in the way of clean elections and stop wasting court time with their anti-integrity agenda. Detroit's voter rolls have been getting cleaned, according to officials, for months now. The PILF lawsuit alleged that the city had violated the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 for allegedly keeping dead and duplicate voters on the rolls, as well as 16,465 voter registrations that were missing actual dates of registration. Likewise, the lawsuit claimed Detroit has a citizen voting age population that is 106%, indicating there are more than 30,000 registered voters than eligible citizens on the voter rolls. The lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Michigan. The case number is 2:19-CV13638. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.